It's an event planner's worst nightmare. No one shows up to your event. So how do you make sure you get the most out of your promotional plans so that you get the word out? And what's the best way to really do that? We think it involves promoting over a six-week period. So today we're going to talk about event promotion timeline, how to promote your event for maximum exposure and attendance. We're going to be talking about how to create buzz and excitement, how to drive registrations and RSVPs, and how to maximize attendance for your event. Joining us today is Eric Mintz, director of the EventSpot product here at Constant Contact. Eric, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here.
Eric, so we're talking about promoting over a six-week period. So we kind of put two weeks together. So we have week six and week five. And that's really where you want to think about how to create buzz for your event and create excitement for it. So what types of content should people be promoting during this buzz phase, and where should they be promoting that?
Yeah, sure. So to start, if we're thinking about 6 weeks out to the actual event to start, event starts, what I'll do is before I even have my first engagement, I'll actually create a communication plan. Mm-hmm. And that plan basically just says, you know, what are my communication activities going to be at week six and week five? And this way, when I get 3 or 4 weeks into it, it's mm-hmm. sort of a reminder to myself about where I am and what I should be doing. But typically, you know, the first impression someone has about your event is derived from an email. Mm-hmm. So you may send out a save-the-date email as a sort of the first awareness about your event. And what that'll do, that will act like an RSVP, right? It tells people when and where and, you know, why the event, why you're having the event. But it gives them the opportunity to register. We have at Constant Contact, people promote their events through their actual newsletter. Mm-hmm. That's a very common activity. Clearly, you can, you know, post your event out on your website. You can blog about your event. social media, right? It's probably one of the best ways early on to build the buzz, mm-hmm. right? To build, generate some awareness, get people talking about your event. The other thing that's becoming more important are these online directories. So when you use our product today and you're setting up an event, you can actually, there's a little checkbox that says, you know, promote my events in online directories. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is push that event out to some of the more popular event directories like Events in America and Social Events. But also importantly, you know, we're an online marketing company. You don't want to forget about offline. So mm-hmm. direct mailing, it turns out from the studies we've done, direct mailing is still very important. Mm-hmm. You may do a direct mail with a QR code, which would be kind of a high-tech way. And also phone calls, right? Don't forget to call people, mm-hmm. you know, leading up to the event.
Great. So as we moved into the next phase of week four and week three, that's the time we really want to think about driving registrations and RSVPs for the event. So how do you turn the focus to registration?
Sure. Well, clearly, you know, when it comes to email and you have this communication plan, I would always stagger email. I would mm-hmm. not send an email every week. I'd do it kind of every other week. Social media is certainly something that you can do week to week to week. So when you post your URL out on your social media channels, that's kind of the integration of social mm-hmm. media and online registration. Also, if you're if it's up on your web page, or let's say you're using our promotional event mm-hmm. page, which is a page that we host for you, you always want to keep that up to date, because once you send out an email, that, you know, it gets stale quickly. But your website, right. the page, the event homepage that we call it, you can constantly keep that up to date. I think that those are kind of in the middle of the event, the best way to keep that going.
Right. And what's kind of important to remember during all of this as you're promoting and trying to drive registrations?
Yeah, it's always keeping attendees top of mind, right? Mm-hmm. You want to communicate with them. You want to engage with them. I think that's sort of kind of the great value proposition with social media, is the ability to engage with them on mm-hmm. real time across a lot of these channels, Facebook, Twitter.
So when we get into week two and week one, how do we really make sure we're using that last push to make sure we're maximizing attendance there? What are the final steps people need to take there?
Yeah, so it's interesting, some of the behavior we find as you get closer to the event, sometimes you'll see a spike in your attendance. Clearly, you know, if you're staggering your emails, mm-hmm. One thing I probably miss about 15% of the events that I actually register for because the host forgot to send me, you know, a reminder yeah. a day or two. So you definitely want to send one last reminder to people. Keep your website up to date. And I think phone calls, do not forget phone calls, mm-hmm. those last minute phone calls. You know, you want to get as many people as you can, maximize the attendance at your event.
So Eric, as we look back kind of across this communication plan timeline and promotional timeline, You know, we talked about in week 6 and 5 to create buzz and excitement. So to really remember to get on people's calendars early and create that excitement for your event. Week 4 and 3 is really about focusing a bit more on registration. So we want to make sure that we're using all the multiple touch points that are available to us and highlight what's in it for the event attendee for joining the event. And then in week 2 and week 1, it's really about following up in order to make sure you're maximizing the attendance for your event. So, Eric, if we could leave folks with one thought from today, what would that be?
Yeah, I think it's that communication plan. If you start that right from the beginning, it sets kind of a good agenda for you in terms of the communication activities from week to week to week. But basically, you want to give yourself an early start, right? You want to give yourself plenty of runway. And it acts as a great reminder as to where you are from week to week. Social media, again, is great. If your audience is out in the social sphere, it's probably the best way to generate the buzz. And, of course, you want to keep your attendees always top of mind.
Great. Eric, thanks so much. This is Dave Charest, Content Manager at Constant Contact, and we'll catch you next time.